Authorities meet today to decide just how to prosecute the two people suspected of committing the Washington area sniper attacks. John Allen Muhammad and John Lee Malvo appeared in court yesterday. Police say they're confident the two are responsible for the sniper attacks that killed 10 people and wounded 3. A gun found in their car has been linked to most of the shootings. NPR's Larry Abramson is here. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
What more do you know about exactly how these two were caught?
Well, a lot of this happened very quickly in the last few days before these two men were captured. I'm sure people have already heard about this famous call that was made to the tip line from somebody who purported to be one of the snipers, and now it sounds like they were. And so somebody who was trying to get taken more seriously and referred to another crime that they were responsible for in Montgomery. This was not Montgomery County, Maryland, as we know. It was Montgomery, Alabama, where another shooting had taken place. Police really only got an aid in making that link, though, after a priest in Ashland, Virginia, the scene of the next to the last slaying, got a call before the slaying from somebody basically saying the same thing, trying to get taken seriously, saying, "I am God," which was the message written on the tarot card left at one of the slayings, saying, "I'm responsible for the shooting in Montgomery, Alabama." A fingerprint found at the scene of that crime linked them to John Malvo, the younger of this pair. And thank goodness for electronic fingerprinting technology, because they had him in the database already. He's an illegal immigrant. He had been fingerprinted because of that. He was supposed to be deported at one point in his past, but that never happened. And all of that very quickly led them to these two men.
So with what are Muhammad and Malvo charged?
Well, right now they're charged with very little. John Muhammad is a restricted person. He's not supposed to own a gun because he was having problems with his wife. She had a restraining order against him. People who have restraining orders can't own guns. He got one anyway. So they've started out with this particular charge, this federal charge that they were able to bring against him right away, because he's clearly in violation of it, obviously. John Malvo is a juvenile. He's being held as a material witness. His proceeding was closed to the public because of his age. But authorities have made very clear they are going to hang the sniping shootings on these guys. There's no doubt about that. They're just trying to figure out how to do that, and they're going to take their time so that they do it right, since they have them in custody now. There's no huge hurry. Federal, state, and local authorities are supposed to meet today to try to hash out the very difficult question of which jurisdiction should go first. And there are a lot of politicians quoted in the paper who are very eager to get hold of this case to be first. Clearly, Montgomery County, Maryland has a very good case. They had 6 of the slayings happen in Montgomery County. The emotional center of the investigation was there. However, Virginia is much more prone to execute people quickly than Maryland is. Maryland's only executed 3 people since 1976. I think we'll see probably a pretty reasonable, rational figuring out of where these trials can go forward first. But everybody may want to try these people for each of the 13 shootings.
What about motive?
Well, that is, to me, still the most interesting part of the story, because it's the part we know the least about. We do not know why they were doing this. If you look back on these people's past, you can see that John Muhammad had a temper, that he had a difficult life. He wasn't a successful businessman. He had custody problems with his second wife. But, you can say that about a lot of people. Nothing really explains this spree. And it's even creepier if you look at, apparently, they had rigged up this car so they could lie down in the trunk and shoot out of the back of the trunk and be totally concealed and then disappear, obviously. So this points to a very premeditated, planned, and frankly, even spookier than before, a kind of method of operation.
NPR's Larry Abramson.